Hi, beautiful people. My name is Jasmine, and I'm the founder of Healing Solution. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about all things spirituality, all things healing, all things growth. We'll also be talking about yoga, what got me here, and throwing in some guided meditations for y'all. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello and welcome back. It has been a hot minute. I know I keep saying that with every single episode because I haven't been super consistent. Life has been pretty wild and I have just been leaning into a lot of my feminine energy, which is just really taking things slow and savoring every moment and just being super present, especially with my newborn who is only 18 days old. So crazy to say that. I am a whole ass mom. I think about that and I'm just like, wow, that is such an incredible thing to be able to say. And like, it's also terrifying because I have to raise a human being into being a good person in society. And I am just like, it's a big responsibility. You know, I'm a Sagittarius, and y'all know, if you don't know, Sagittariuses don't like responsibilities. So for me, like, this is huge. In this episode, I want to talk about my journey of unfolding into motherhood and what that was like for me. It was not an easy journey. And if you listen to the last episode, there was a lot of grieving that I had to go through to get to where I am today. I won't go into too much about the grieving part of the unfolding into motherhood because there's a whole episode about that, but I do want to talk about how it was for me to ask for support and giving myself that permission to be in my feminine energy, and also what it was like for me to create sacred boundaries. So asking for support was really vulnerable for me. I grew up very fast. At the age of 12, I was taking care of my baby sister. At the age of 15 and a half, I was working and contributing to the household and paying for bills. Once I turned 18, I was working multiple jobs while going to school. So I grew up very fast and had to be very independent. And that inner teenager has followed me up until now. And so that part of me who felt like I always had to do everything on my own found it very hard and vulnerable for me to ask for support during the fourth trimester. For those of you who don't know what the fourth trimester is, it is the mom's recovery after she gives birth. This support was very important to me because I know that when a birthing person gives birth, that their hormones dip significantly, and it could lead to things like postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, the baby blues. And one thing that a birthing person can do is ask for support so that they don't feel like they're doing this all alone. And so that was one thing that I knew that I could do to prevent myself from going into postpartum anxiety, depression, or experiencing the baby blues. Not only was it hard for me to ask for that support because it made me feel vulnerable, but I also come from a family that doesn't really support in that way. And I come from a very Americanized Filipino family that doesn't really think about or talk about postpartum care for the mother. On my husband's side, he is Guatemalan. They are all about it and they know how important it is to take care of mom. So that support from his family was just very organic and came naturally, whereas like asking for support from my Americanized Filipino family was really foreign and extremely uncomfortable. As uncomfortable as it was for me to ask for support, it was also very important for me to be able to voice my needs and to start a new narrative in my lineage when it comes to supporting birthing people. All the work that I do spiritually and emotionally, mentally, is not for me. It is for the future generations to come. And I just want to be that person that shakes shit up, rocks the boat, and makes people uncomfortable so that we can change the narrative and just create a new paradigm. Because doing things on your own, being hyperly independent, is not something that you have to do. But in my family, I think it's something that we have been conditioned to do. And I think one of the things that I really value about my relationship with my husband is that he really showed me that, yes, you can do everything on your own, but it doesn't mean that you have to. And I am just, you know, grateful that I was able to communicate that and, you know, just ask for what I needed. And even though it was uncomfortable, I know that it's creating a new paradigm and a new way of being in my lineage. The second thing I want to talk about is giving myself the permission to be in my feminine. As I mentioned, I grew up really fast, and that started from the early age of 12 all the way up to recently. And I think that that energy of having to be hyperly independent caused me to be very masculine and in the energy of always doing something. And so being pregnant and my journey into motherhood has really forced me to physically stop doing the most and to really step into being more present and into being in the state of like rest and relaxation and receiving. And that was really foreign to me. And I think it was, again, an uncomfortable experience, because all I wanted to do was anything but be still. But when I had no energy or even the desire to do anything, it really forced me to just be, to just simply be. Being pregnant and my journey into motherhood has really forced me to slow down at a pace that I never knew that I could slow down at. Like, I am a Sagittarius, like I mentioned. I am a manifesting generator. That's my human design. For those of you who don't know what that is, a manifesting generator is somebody that just like has this fiery energy and loves to do like multiple projects and loves to be involved in all the things that they're passionate about. So going from 100 to 0 felt like my whole world was just like pausing. And while my whole world was pausing, the world around me wasn't. In my heart and in my spirit, I knew that this pause was very sacred. Even though the masculine energy, the fiery energy, didn't understand what this pause meant, the pause I knew in my heart something beautiful was going to emerge from it. And the beautiful thing that emerged from it was who I am meant to be in this new... My hormones, y'all. Who I'm meant to be in this new chapter of life. Who I am now is not somebody who wants to do a million and one things. Being in my feminine has allowed me to really tap into intentional living. Like, I want to be so intentional with my time, with my energy, who I spend it with, what situations I spend it on, because I know that my time and my energy is so sacred and I can never get it back. And this is a teaching that I don't think I would have ever been able to learn without being in my feminine energy and really taking that sacred pause to take a step back and really think about, how do I want to live my life moving forward? That is what being in my feminine has also taught me. The last thing that I want to cover about my journey of unfolding into motherhood is the importance of creating sacred boundaries. Creating sacred boundaries is creating and protecting your peace. And I think that's so important. For example, I knew that as I was getting closer to labor and delivery, that I did not want anyone there at the hospital other than my husband and, of course, my baby. No visitors. Like, I just knew that I just wanted to recover in peace and just it be us two, because I knew that I was going to be, you know, in a very vulnerable state and I just wasn't ready to be seen or around anyone at that point. And I know communicating that to our families was like a surprise probably for many, but I knew that that's what I wanted going into it. And I said that, you know, if my feelings change, then I would let everyone know, but I just knew in my gut that that's not something that I wanted. So for me, creating boundaries early on was really helpful for me because it protected my peace as I was recovering. And so not only with, you know, visitors at the hospital, but even visitors at home, you know, like creating those sacred boundaries, because this was my family now. And I just want to protect our peace at all costs, because that's so important to me. So that is my journey into motherhood in a nutshell. So to recap, the first thing that I covered was asking for support, even though it made me extremely uncomfortable, knowing that being uncomfortable and rocking the boat is something that will change the way that we care for mothers in my lineage. And the second thing is giving myself that permission to be in my feminine, because that has allowed a new version of myself to emerge along with many other beautiful things. And the third thing is creating those sacred boundaries early on to protect your peace and your family's peace. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this helpful and you know a mom-to-be, please send this episode over to them. And if you found this helpful for your journey, please feel free to reach out to me, DM me. My Instagram handle is at healing.solution, and solution is spelled S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N. At healing.solution. Feel free to reach out and send me a message. I'd love to hear what resonated for you. I appreciate the love and support. Peace and blessings. Until next time.